country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Here we are, folks.
Can survive.
You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon. It's June 9th, 2017. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. Your phone calls are solicited. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 to talk about anything that's going on right now. The British election yesterday. But we'll be talking about that tonight, which and its effect on the key question is its effect on Britain's completion of Brexit, the British exit from the European Union. We can talk more about James Comey and the nothing burger of Russiagate. Good news there, I feel. And we can talk about the upcoming Donald Trump events, and anything else we've covered. You might want to have something to say, fill in something that we missed on the USS Liberty, the 50th anniversary of the attack on the Liberty being yesterday, June 8th, of that attack in 1967. And then let me pause here at the beginning of the show just to give a salute to a fallen warrior, Robert Whitaker, Bob Whitaker, our friend, and a former American Freedom Party vice presidential and presidential candidate, both in 2012 and 2016, and the 2008, actually. And we lost Bob last Saturday. He died in his sleep. And so, rest in peace, Bob Whitaker. He was born in 1941, and Bob would have been 75 or 76. I think he was May 31st, 1941. Bob Whitaker was born. Storied career. He was in the Reagan staff of the Reagan cabinet. Had a very significant position. He was a senior staffer of Congressman John Ashbrook, one of the great patriot congressmen of modern times. And he was an author of some important books, Why Johnny Can't Think. It's a very good book that Bob Whitaker wrote. And the another book that he wrote before that was The New Right Papers, which had an introduction, let me think, was the introduction by Joe Sobran? I think it was. And the New Right Papers was a compendium of some great essays by folks like Joe Sobran. It was sort of the leading lights of the real patriot right. And Bob, that was a book that sold very well and was widely read in Washington, D.C. So in my life, I go back about 20 years with Bob Whitaker, and have many fond memories of trips across the country, of wild and woolly events that we staged, and implausible protests and events that we participated in. One that comes to mind, Whitaker and I and about 100 other patriots, we organized a patriot tour of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, believe it or not. And it was just a harebrained idea that came out of Kelso's head, which was, why not go right into the lion's den? You know, we're looking, well, let's have a patriot event. Where will we have it? Different considerations. I said, well, why not? Let's all meet at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, and let's spend a day walking through what may be the greatest museum and the greatest temple of European art in the world, appreciating who we are. And the kind of a funny twist to that story is that a really famous outlet in New York City planted two female reporters in our group as we toured the Metropolitan, and so we found ourselves the next day, we were on the cover of the Village Voice, and in a feature article, main article of the Village Voice, the next issue rather, not the next day, and they actually commissioned cover art in which they had an artist do renditions of Bob Whitaker and yours truly and others in our patriot tour of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And I'll always remember Bob Whitaker's humor and laughter there as we went through the Museum of Art. Well, let me look at the caller board here. And some of you who may have known Bob, if you want to give a little tribute to him tonight, you're certainly welcome to do that. We've got a couple callers on the board already, Mike in Kentucky and Tom in Florida. So let us, without further ado, let us go to our first caller, Mike in Kentucky. Oh, and before we go to Mike, let's go to George. George in Maryland, thank you for being on the board tonight, George.
Appreciate it, James. Sorry to see Bob leave us, but let's carry on.
Yes, indeed. Mike in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, I had more of a technical issue I wanted to let you guys know about. Microsoft is getting rid of Skype. I know a lot of people in RBM are using RBN are using Skype to call in and do their show. Windows 8, 8.1, messaging app for Windows 10, mobile, Windows RT, TV, and apparently some Linux versions, and they're going back to some older platforms. So just a heads up, if anybody doesn't know that out there in the radio community that's using Skype, apparently it's getting replaced or retired. Of course, it's been messed with for a long time. The encryption has been broken and stuff like that. But just a little heads up there. Also, I wanted to chime in on your talking about James Comey. Chris Manahan of Information Liberation is
Mike.
Yeah.
You're coming through loud and clear, and these are very interesting points you're making. Have you got any audio that's on in the background there?
Yeah, I do. Let me turn that down. It's Dennis Montgomery is what I wanted to mention, and I think this goes way beyond what most of the coverage is on Comey right now. And yep. If they're talking about illegal spying in this guy, Montgomery claims to have at least 600 million classified documents and terabytes of hard drives worth of information. My contention is, it has been for years, and it barely gets mentioned by any of these NSA whistleblowers, is that the illegal spying on Americans, and I have evidence for it, at least since 1997. And I've actually been able to tell people what they were doing when their phones were broadcasting audio out into this nefarious network. And it's along the lines of what Russell Tice got mentally evaluated for having evidence of when he was working in satellite systems of the NSA, duplicating the efforts of other intelligence agencies like the Geospatial and National Reconnaissance Office, and there's a lot of duplicated efforts there. But anyway, this James Comey stuff, there's a lot more to it than anything I've seen covered, and I would urge people to look at Chris Manahan.
The part of the Comey story that I would like to see covered, it appears that Comey is very dirty. that Comey is not a good guy. I mean, aside from the fact that he's obviously a jerk, you know, in his behavior vis-a-vis the Trump administration, and obviously,
as Russell Tice pointed out, he discovered what appears to be a blackmail network. They were spying on girlfriends, home offices, spouses of congressmen, even the White House press secretary, and her Dick Cheney was spying on the White House press secretary that W had hired. I mean, okay. And of course he was sent up for mental evaluation. Now, obviously, if this guy does not know this, he's being shielded from it, or he's part of the cover-up, and they probably do have dirt on him, and that, you know, you don't get that high in the District of Corruption without somebody being able to blackmail and control you, J. Edgar Hoover style.
Right. So, well, the Comey history, there is very good research out there that Comey has acted as a fixer, as a bagman for the Clintons going all the way back to Whitewater. And he's in it up to his eyeballs. So, but somehow,
okay, well, Whitewater is apparently laundering money for the MENA Arkansas cocaine crap. So it's not just the Clintons; it's the Bushes and the Clintons in this tag team crime syndicate.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so on the Comey story, I would like to see somebody going after Comey very aggressively and pointing out that he actually should be behind bars. And Mike, now let me go back to your opening topic here, that Skype is being deep-sixed by Microsoft. I had not heard that. And let me just
up on Mike Rivero's webpage today. I thought it was pretty blockbuster for the radio world to start scrambling and finding new standards.
And that's new typical. Yeah, that's typical of Mike Rivero to get the hot stories first. But here it is. Here it is.
This stuff is compromised anyway. William Binney knows this, so.
Yeah, but let me read this to the audience. Microsoft bought Skype in May of 2011 for $8.5 billion. Skype division headquarters are in Luxembourg.
They're in that little financial enclave over there. That's interesting, Luxembourg.
Well, but most of the development team and 44% of the divisions, that is the Skype division's employees, are still situated in Tallinn and Tartu, Estonia. And that the origin to that is that the geniuses who created Skype, and they truly were geniuses. Let me see if I have that here. First released in 2003, Skype was created by the Swede Niklas Zennström and the Dane Janus Frias in cooperation with Aki Heinla, Priit Pasesalu, and Jan Tallinn, all Estonians, who developed the back end that was also used in the music sharing application Kazaa. In September of 2005, and these guys were just plain old geniuses who created Skype, and rightly they became billionaires as a result. In September of 2005, eBay, which was the first big name to try to buy up Skype, acquired Skype for $2.6 billion. In September of 2009, an investment conglomerate bought 65% of Skype for $1.9 billion from eBay. And then Microsoft came in 2011 with $8.5 billion. But one of the things that when you say that Microsoft is going to do away with Skype, are they going to replace it with something that does the same thing?
They say they're going back to older platforms, and I don't know. But, you know, a lot of that stuff is nice to know, but I think it's basically trivia. What you need to Google for is when was Skype encryption broken, and how was it broken by the intelligence community? Because they kept forward this confidence game for a long time that it was a secure way to communicate, and it's not. That's the thing. Everything about the Internet is a confidence game. If you're familiar with the old, like, I think Nicolas Cage did a movie about matchstick men, about con men. The whole thing is, you know, to give you the false sense of security that you have an operating system that's secure, you have antivirus that's working. You have, you know, a firewall that works.
Well,
it's all bullcrap.
Let me just kind of put another take on that, Mike. It's true what you say, but I would kind of frame it a little differently. it would be a wonderful thing if somebody could actually come out with a product, which Skype originally, I think these guys, these Estonians, Danes and Swedes originally did believe that their encryption worked. And they did encrypt. And so the idea was that all your communications via Skype would be, secure. That's a nice ideal. However, the fact that that pretty much it does appear that pretty much nothing on the internet is actually secure. That's not fatal. The beauty of the internet and the power of it for us patriots. This is the greatest. The internet, greater than even the arrival of Donald Trump. If you could come up with something, if I had to come up with a candidate of some event that's actually even greater than the arrival of Donald Trump, it would be the arrival of the internet first, developed by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project, and secondly, the development of HTML, hypertext markup language, and the same man who invented that, Tim Berners-Lee, who invented the World Wide Web. The World Wide Web was run on the internet. That is the greatest thing that ever happened to patriots. Now, it would be nice if we had parts of it that are secure, Mike.
Have you?
But the fact that we don't, that's not fatal. In other words,
heard the expression, if you give somebody enough rope, they'll hang themselves? That's what this is, and the capacity that we are aware of is probably 20 years old about, Bluffdale, Utah would not even fit in the valley of the small town where I'm sitting right now. 100 years of the entire world's communications just at Bluffdale can be slurped up, and my contention is that would include when you think devices are off. So they're profiling everybody to make merchandise of your soul and scientifically manipulate you. So they have essentially given everybody enough rope to hang themselves on the internet and shortwave and that kind of stuff. So you've been profiled. You have a Fusion Center file. You have a Bluffdale file. You have a file. You remember FileGate during the Clinton? Everybody got all upset about FileGate.
But Mike, let me give you my different take on that. Truth is on our side. Transparency is on our side. It's the other side that needs darkness. It's the other side that needs secrecy, that needs encryption, that needs security.
Blackmail.
That's the point. We're not blackmailable. They're very blackmail. I assure you, people like Anthony Weiner are really easy to blackmail. James Kelso, not so easy. And there's anybody can know anything they want about my life, anything, any letter, any conversation, anything I've ever done, because mine has been a good life.
How many witnesses saw Lee Harvey Oswald in multiple locations?
Well, but hang on. Let me get to my point,
there's stunt doubles for you, my friend. There's people that look enough like you that most of the people that would know probably
here's
be able
my
to say,
point.
Oh, he was down here robbing that gas station.
Here's
we
my
got
point,
him on
Mike.
Camera.
Mike, however secure or insecure the Internet... Yeah, but however secure or insecure the Internet and the World Wide Web are... They are the greatest blessing that we've had in our lifetimes. They are our best friend.
We better hang together, or we're all going to hang separate.
Mike, if we had to just eradicate the internet, roll it all back, and uninvent the whole thing, we would be in such a bad situation right now. The 90%, come up with your own number, of the Patriot initiatives that we have seen develop in the last 20 years, such things as the Republic Broadcasting Network, such things as whatreallyhappened.com and Mike Rivera, such things as Matt Drudge. Where did Matt Drudge come from? Matt Drudge was just a guy in his apartment in West Hollywood, a nobody, okay? When one day he put up a website and he put up links that's all he ever did. He put up a single page with links to news that he thought was newsworthy that he didn't think that the networks were covering well enough. His page has not changed, and he is huge only because of the internet. Stay tuned, folks. We've got a break here. Mike, appreciate your information. We'll talk to Tom right after this break.
Just an earthbound mystery. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network.
We're back, folks. We're back, and I was just listening to that excellent ad or appeal, not an ad really, that appeal for to you to help support the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I was just asking the engineer who wrote the copy on that, and Mike Rivero delivering it. Wow, that's a blockbuster of an appeal, and really... please listen closely to it when you hear it the next time it comes around in the rotation. Let's see here. We've got another caller, Tom in Florida. And first of all, I want to send a thank you to Mike. That was a very good call. Very interesting what you're saying about Skype. And I hope you're not, I hear your concern about what could be wrong with the internet. But I, in that glass half full, glass half empty formulation, boy, do we need the internet. The appeal that Mike Rivero just gave, RBN doesn't exist without the internet, isn't even remotely possible. And I remember, I don't know how old you are, Mike, But I remember the days when all that was available to us as patriots was the U.S. mail, and trying to think of anything else. I don't think anything else. You could get a Patriot newspaper in the mail, very expensive. You could get a Patriot magazine in your mailbox.
There was a couple of wimpy shortwave radio attempts. I love shortwave, but it's totally outmoded now. And the FCC seems to dominate even the shortwave spectrum. We couldn't go on shortwave even if we try.
Yeah, and folks, anybody that's so, you know, so smart that they actually have a shortwave tower and, you know, antenna in their house and so on, they're not people really that need much educating. So shortwave reached a very small audience, and I would submit that that audience was already quite awake. So the internet changed, and just as Donald Trump just came out of the blue on our enemies, just appeared out of nowhere as a shock to our enemies, in the same way the internet appeared out of the blue. There's no inevitability to the internet. There's nothing about history or the progress of technology that would dictate that the invention of various things like the computer and like the switch and fiber optic transmission and all these things, nothing about that necessarily requires that there be created a wide open internet that anybody can participate in, that all devices are able to communicate amongst themselves upon. That was the result of DARPA specifically designing the internet to be something. When I talk about the accidental nature of this, DARPA was designing the internet as a defense against nuclear Armageddon, so that if in fact there were a nuclear exchange between the old Soviet Union and the United States, and let's say, you know, 3/4 of our cities were smoking ruins, there would still be a communications network. Their task was design a network that after a nuclear Armageddon could still work, so that the troops in Los Angeles could still communicate with the troops in Miami, and the president in Washington or whoever's in charge could, so that whatever's left could communicate and function and defend itself. So what they did is they designed a system of communication that had no center, that had no control point, and that could heal itself. If one node goes out, the other nodes patch in. I don't want to make an analogy here, but you get the idea. And so what that did, what that created, is a communication system that nobody can control. Nobody can wipe it out. Nobody can control it. And I'll put the second ingredient with the World Wide Web in right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. This is James Kelso. You're listening to the Trump phenomenon. And at the moment here, what I'm talking about is something that preceded the Trump phenomenon, but that was also a phenomenon and is like unto Donald Trump in that it is it's real easy to not see that it is the greatest gift given to us to take it for granted. It's easy to take Donald Trump for granted. Easy to take the two different things, the internet and then the World Wide Web on the internet, for granted. The people that created the internet, the Advanced Research Projects Agency of the Defense Department, DARPA, they weren't creating it so that you and I as patriots could communicate. That was the furthest thought from their minds. They were creating it along with somebody. This was happening at System Development Corporation in Santa Monica, also at RAND in Santa Monica, at MIT and in Berkeley. They were creating it to make a communication system that could survive nuclear Armageddon. And they did. They created this. And one of the key concepts in there was that Paul Baran at RAND came up with was distributed distributed adaptive message block switching. That's a mouthful. But what that means is it's a system where if one line is knocked out, another line will pick up the work. Kind of the way your brain works, by the way. Anyway, the next chapter in the story is Tim Berners-Lee. There was no World Wide Web. The Internet did not give us a World Wide Web. For those of us old enough to remember, back in 1982 when the TCP/IP protocol was published, you could communicate over the Internet with a modem, and you could communicate in text. You had your choice of yellow or green text on a monochrome monitor at incredibly slow speeds. That was not a World Wide Web yet. The World Wide Web was invented by Sir Timothy John Berners-Lee, and he created this. He created not only the World Wide Web, he also created the Hypertext Transfer Protocol, HTTP, and Hypertext Markup Language, HTML. This one guy. But was Tim Berners-Lee doing it for us? Is he a race patriot? I don't think he is. Some of the things he's said recently and done recently indicate to me that he might be as fuzzy-headed a liberal as anybody else who's a fuzzy-headed liberal. But his invention is our blessing. And it didn't have to be this way, that we would have something that we can all communicate on as we're doing now with your phone, with any device. This is one of the things that Berners-Lee was trying to do. He said, I want to create a system from his office there at CERN in Geneva, the nuclear research facility there. He wanted to create something on which all devices in the world, any device, the smallest device and the largest supercomputer, could all talk to each other with a common language, hypertext markup language. That's what we have here. That's how RBN is possible. Anyway, let's cut short my little seminar there, and let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air. Come in, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Well, while we're waiting for Tom, and just to explain how I got into that seminar, what launched me on it is I wanted to encourage Mike as to how valuable the Internet is to us, whatever its hazards may be. There's no wonderful thing that doesn't contain hazards. It is the greatest gift to us. And I'm making this a similar pitch about Donald Trump. It's possible to nitpick Donald Trump and, you know, find a wart here or a flaw there. But imagine our situation if we had to go to our mailbox to get American Opinion magazine, and that was all we had as a patriot resource, versus what we have now. Or in the same way, imagine if Donald Trump had not come down the escalator, and we didn't, you know, our movement, our patriot movement, we did not produce that presidential candidate. We did not produce that campaign that could win in America. We just gave a tribute to Bob Whitaker, who we ran as a presidential candidate. But it was in a context of the sort of hopelessness, the tiny, tiny niche that we occupied as a nationalist movement in America. Even in the Ron Paul revolution, George, none of us, even in that, which was many, many times bigger than the nationalist movement, even in the Ron Paul revolution, nobody imagined Ron Paul would be elected president. We were thinking, we're making a statement. We're selling some ideas, but nobody remotely thought that Ron Paul would become president. And interestingly enough, here's another little piece of history. Donald Trump in 2011 at the Conservative Political Action Conference, who came on as a surprise mystery speaker, kind of like something coming out of the sky. Totally. He was a mystery speaker. He walked out from behind the curtain right before Rand Paul was scheduled to speak. Bill Johnson and I were in the audience eagerly awaiting Rand Paul's address. And one of the things Donald Trump said that the audience didn't like was, as much as you may love Ron Paul, he has no chance of winning. The audience didn't like that. But in retrospect, Donald Trump was right. Very perspicacious man. He was right. Ron Paul did have no chance of winning. And Donald Trump was thinking in different terms. He was thinking, we need somebody to win this office. We need somebody to capture the presidency and change history that way, not just by, making an inroads in the realm of ideas, which is all that we were trying to do in the movement before then. We were just trying to make some inroads in the realm of ideas, which is a noble calling. We're still doing that today. But, Donald Trump actually won. And speaking of actually winning, let's cover this news story. George, Theresa May appears to have lost in Britain in the vote yesterday, where she did not increase the number of seats of the Conservative Party. She lost seats to Labour. And so this makes the enactment and the completion of Brexit more difficult, more hazardous. And Nigel Farage, another interesting piece of news, Nigel Farage is bringing himself out of electoral retirement and saying it's now my moral duty to get back into the fray here. The man who was at the forefront of the push for Brexit and was the leader of UKIP, the United Kingdom Independence Party, which did not do very well in the elections yesterday. So he is, I don't know exactly what role he'll take, but he feels morally obligated here to help save his baby, Brexit. Not all of the, there are, I don't know how the British people were convinced of this, but apparently some people who supported Brexit voted Labour, thinking that Labour would, Labour would continue the Brexit process as well. And it was something that may not have helped Theresa May, who the Conservatives elevated to their leadership as Prime Minister. What a poor choice that was. Theresa May was someone who was they call them the Remainers. She actually was against Brexit as a member of Parliament. So, is that the best choice to make the leader of the party as you go forward with Brexit? It looks like it wasn't a good choice. So hopefully we'll recover from, the folks like Nigel Farage. They've got their work cut out for them. In Britain, our cousins will salvage Brexit, which is, speaking of great things that have happened to us in the Patriot movement, the Internet, the World Wide Web, Donald Trump, Brexit is in that category of huge things that have happened that are good to us. Have you made your way back to the phone there?
Yes. Good evening, James. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear me, James?
Perfectly.
Yeah. Good evening to you and George. I want to talk about, may God bless Bob. I want to talk about this, James. The long-legged Mac Daddy Comey, the homie. What about, I think I'd put him in the category with this reality loser, whiner, or winner, whatever she is. I think they both should be tried and put in jail, but for a weekend. They're a bunch of leakers. But the real news today, James, is Bernie Sanders.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this Bernie Sanders is putting down the Christian faith. And that's going to boomerang on the Demorats. And you got this, his wife should be in jail, Bernie Sanders' wife. How come you're not hearing nothing about her? She was stealing money left and right from the university there. And you don't hear much about that. They kept that under lock and key. And Comey did reveal something about Loretta Lynch was very powerful. And the real thing that blew me away in that whole thing, I was listening to it yesterday, James, was this John Lane Brain McCain. What he was calling Donald Trump President Comey. Did you see that?
Yeah. John McCain is clearly
losing his marbles.
Yeah, he's losing his marbles. And it was so obvious he had to try to explain it away. Yeah, his mind is melting. So
absolutely. But James, the real thing that's going on here now is what's going on with Bernie Sanders and his elk, these communists, I call them, because they are, look at Venezuela. That's what Bernie Sanders would give you. But his wife should be in jail. You don't hear too much about that from the media. Well, we know it controls the media. And like I said, James, go ahead.
Yes, Tom, you covered a lot of things there, so I want to just pause and digest those first. The good news is that the continuing story, the big picture, is that who you call the demo rats and so on, a lot of good names for our enemies, they will be fighting furiously, biting, kicking, scratching for the entire 8 years of the Trump presidency with every dirty trick they can think of to stop this revolution that is, you know, taken away their gains or threatens to take away their gains of the Obama years and the Bush years and the Clinton years, all these years when they were consolidating their control over America and our key institutions.
Absolutely, James. Absolutely.
They're going to be fighting dirty all the way. So our mission, and this week has been a good one in that regard. I think RussiaGate started to unravel this week. Comey started to unravel, and I think the key, you know, it'd be nice to have some of these people like Hillary Clinton put in jail. That would be nice. But more important, I think, is that the decks be cleared, so that Donald Trump can move on with his agenda of making America great again. Putting Hillary in jail or not in jail, Comey in jail or not in jail, but as long as they get, as their baloney gets pushed to the side, Russiagate finally gets pushed to the side, Hillary's lies pushed to the side, and Donald Trump can then go on his platform, which is peace, which is bringing our jobs back, which is stopping the, controlling our open borders and stopping the invasion of our country and making America great again. He's got 8 years into looking at the big, big picture. If Donald Trump can do a lot towards making America great again over these next 8 years, and which we'll cover on this show with your help, folks, if he can make a lot of progress in making America great again, then that should have turned the corner with our people in time, soon enough, that we can save our country, that there will be somebody to follow Donald Trump, that there'll be other leaders, other senators, that the John McCains will be swept away, and the Tom Cottons of Arkansas and the Jeff Sessions of Alabama and the patriotic senators and congressmen, the Trey Gowdies in the U.S. House, there will be more of them. And from them will come more leaders, and we'll have great, great leaders, and then rebuilding America, saving our country. That's the big picture.
James,
go ahead, Tom. Yep.
James, you're absolutely right. Amen to that. Amen to that, James. You're right. But James, I think the real news, and I want you and George to talk about a little bit, is this reality whiner loser. That's the news. You have these white millennial, white trash, I call it, that would try to sabotage our country. And she is a jihadist. That girl, that reality is a jihadist, and I want the full extent thrown at her, because what she's done, there's probably hundreds of them, and I don't know how many are actually working with the Democrats to try to take down Trump, but this is a good opening right there with this reality whiner, and you got the homie Comey, a leaker, and that's a great, like you say, this has been a great week for Trump, and I think it's going to be a great 7.5 years now. Because now people are really waking up to what's the fact, James, of what kind of rats there really are. And we need to drain that filthy swamp in Washington. And Trump is doing that. But I really want to see how this is going to play out with this reality whiner and her mother's and her stepfather saying what a great, great girl she is and all that. She's great. She's pro-Muslim, jihadist. Are you kidding me? I mean, I don't think the leftist media freaks are getting the message now.
Yeah, well, and another part of the big picture, and that transcends any individual, players in the process, like reality winner. She'll soon be forgotten. But something that won't be forgotten is: are we in the process right now of doing this tremendous thing that Donald Trump initiated, which is replacing the fake news media with real news media? Replacing the New York Times with things like Republic Broadcasting Network. And that, we're really moving in that direction. I mentioned Matt Drudge, his simple page has huge traffic. And if you look at the way Matt Drudge has constructed his page, it's Patriot link after Patriot link, Patriot story after Patriot story. And he just piles it on day after day. But if you think of the simplicity of it, Matt Drudge's, there are a lot of really complicated websites. Matt Drudge's website is one single page. Now that's a heck of a concept. And he's stuck to it. If you think back, the Drudge Report page has almost not changed at all since Matt Drudge opened it. And I think, it's again, this didn't have to be. Matt Drudge, a Trump-trained supporter. Sean James, Hannity.
James,
yeah, go ahead.
I know where Drudge lives. He ain't far from where I'm at. I could see him in probably within 20 minutes. But I know what you're saying. Drudge is great. I actually I ran into him one time. But I want to say this, James. What's going on now is fantastic, because now about this Russian crap, it's all blown out of the water. It's all a bunch of farce. And what's going on now has been fantastic, what's going
yes.
on, because now they're going to start taking on these leakers. And that's going to be the real
yes,
big news for the next 6 months.
That's going to be a good one. We got a break coming up, a last segment. If another caller wants to get in, we can squeeze you in. Thanks, Tom. See you all after the break.
Thank you, Tom.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst.
We're back, folks.
The rest of the world, help us.
And one more little segment to go. And I think what I'll do, George, plug into this last segment a great column by Pat Buchanan, one of his winners, The Impeached Trump Conspiracy. It came out yesterday. And here's what I'll just abbreviate this to fit it into our last few minutes here. The impeach Trump conspiracy by Pat Buchanan, pressed by Megyn Kelly on his ties to President Trump and exasperated Vladimir Putin, blurted out, "We had no relationship at all. I never met him. Have you all lost your senses over here, over there?" Yes, Buchanan answers, "Yes, Vlad, we have. Consider the questions that have convulsed this city, Washington, since the Trump triumph and raised talk of impeachment." I'm going to skip. We hear daily on cable TV of the Trump-Russia scandal, yet no one has been charged with collusion. And every intelligence official, past or present, has echoed that, you know, that there is nothing there. Where are the criminals? Where is the crime? As for the meetings between General Mike Flynn, Jared Kushner, Senator Jeff Sessions, and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, it appears that Trump wanted a back channel to Putin so he could honor his commitment to seek better relations with Russia. Oh, heavens to Betsy, that's terrible, isn't it? Given the Russophobia rampant here, that makes sense. And while it appears amateurish that Flynn would use Russian channels of communication, what is criminal about this? Putin is not Stalin. Soviet divisions are not sitting on the Elbe. The Cold War is over, and many presidents have used back channels. Woodrow Wilson sent Colonel House to talk to the Kaiser and the Brits. FDR ran messages to Churchill through Harry Hopkins. As for Trump asking Director Comey to cut some slack for Flynn, it is understandable in human terms. Flynn had been a loyal aide and friend, and Trump had to feel rotten about having to fire the man. So what is really going on here? We'll simply say this. Trump ran in 2016, not simply as the Republican alternative. He presented his candidacy as a rejection, a repudiation of the failed elites, the political and media elites of both parties. Americans voted in 2016, not just for a change in leaders, but for a revolution to overthrow a ruling regime. Thus, this city has never reconciled itself to Trump's victory. And of course, the whole left-wing elite, the demo rats, as Tom calls them, all over the country and the world. And the president daily rubs their noses in their defeat with his tweets.
Yes, he does.
Seeking a rationale for its rejection, this city has seized upon that old standby. We didn't lose. The election was stolen in a vast conspiracy, blah, blah, blah. Hence, Trump is an illegitimate president. And it is the duty of brave citizens of both parties to work to remove the usurper. And I'm going to skip a whole bunch here. It's all very good by
the usurper. I love that.
But here's what he says. If Trump, his final paragraph, if Trump is... Well, you'll have to read the last paragraph yourselves, or maybe we'll read it tomorrow night. What you can make the point that if Trump is brought down, we will be a third world country. Well, thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you, George. We'll see you all again tomorrow. Well, we'll see you Sunday. On Sunday. Sunday, 3 hours. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.